Shamed out of service. At 16, blind veteran Tom joined the Navy, but a baseless investigation ended his career overnight. Decades later, he's reclaimed his dignity. I joined the Royal Navy in 1988 when I was just 16. I had planned to become a stores accountant, but the paperwork put me off, so I switched to being a steward. I remember signing the Official Secrets Act and seeing a question about sexuality. It struck me as odd, but I ticked the heterosexual box without much thought. I had no idea then that being gay barred you from serving. Training went smoothly. While on leave, I'd go out with friends, usually female friends. Looking back, I think I knew deep down I was gay, but I wasn't ready to face it. At work, it never came up. Life in the Navy was busy and focused. Over time, as I became more curious about my sexuality, I realised I needed to split myself into two people, Navy Tom and Civvy Tom, and keep them separate. That worked well for a while. I got on with everyone, and the banter on board was light-hearted. No one questioned me. But everything changed when I was posted to HMS Caledonia in Scotland. A few months into the job, I was called into the Master-at-Arms office. I thought it was to man the refreshments, but instead I walked into a room of senior officers and two men in suits. "Do you know why you're in here?" they asked. "You're short-staffed," I ventured. "No, it's due to your homosexual tendencies." I was completely stunned. The two men turned out to be from the Special Investigation Branch, the Navy's police. They ordered me to take them to my locker and accommodations so they could conduct a search. I shared a three-man mess. One of my roommates was there when we arrived and was told to leave. I just stood there shocked as they stripped the bed, checked the pillows, went through my belongings, read my letters, and took my address book away. The next day, I was interrogated. They questioned me about a man I'd supposedly spoken to in a bar and asked intrusive questions about my sexuality, accusing me of lying. They claimed to have photographs and threatened to show my family. They also went through every name in my address book. It went on for hours. A medical examination was ordered, but fortunately, the officer refused to carry it out, saying it would prove nothing. He instead placed me on suicide watch, which at least meant I was left alone overnight. That effectively ended the investigation. I returned to work and tried to carry on as normal while waiting for the outcome. Everyone knew what had happened, but surprisingly, I didn't face any hostility from my colleagues. I focused on my job and tried to put it out of my mind. Months later, I was called back. I was told I was a disgrace. My cap was removed and I was banished on the spot. At the gates, a guard swore at me, saying, "We don't want you here." I stood outside, completely numb, wondering how I was going to explain any of this to my parents. Instead, I went on a 4-day drinking binge. That was really the beginning of my problems with alcohol. When I eventually got home, I told them I'd been made redundant. One small kindness was that my chief petty officer and divisional officer helped me secure a job on a cruise ship. But my drinking followed me for years. In my 30s, I started having issues with my eye. After several days in hospital, I learned that high cholesterol had caused severe damage and my eye had to be removed. The following year, the same condition began affecting my other eye, and I was soon registered blind. I moved back to Scotland and eventually attended a social with Blind Veterans UK, or St Dunstan's as it was then. At first, it felt strange to be back in a military environment. I didn't think of myself as a veteran, but over time I formed strong friendships. Even now, we laugh when we're out, trying to guide each other around and ending up completely lost. During the COVID lockdown, my drinking spiralled out of control and I suffered a seizure. That was the turning point. I haven't touched alcohol since. Soon after, the Prime Minister apologised to those affected by the homosexuality ban in the armed forces, and in 2024, a reparations scheme was introduced. I decided it was time to confront my past. With help from my community support worker, I requested my records from the Ministry of Defence. Reading them was shocking. Key details were missing, names redacted, and there was no trace of the photographs they'd used to threaten me. The hardest part was that my work had been rated exemplary. Last year, with help from the organisations Fighting with Pride, I applied for reparations. I'm proud to say I've since received formal recognition of the injustice, financial compensation, and I've got my cap back. Now I just hope that others who went through the same awful treatment come forward. The process has been painful, but so cathartic. I had a chip on my shoulder for years. I finally have what I needed, a sense of closure.